Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The stock market has had a volatile week so far. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped more than 200 points yesterday. It bounced back somewhat this morning. Joining us now is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And experts are saying there are a few reasons for this drop, including fears about North Korea.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's obviously not always possible to say with 100% certainty what's causing markets to move. But North Korea certainly appears to be the main catalyst of yesterday's volatility. And it's sort of a similar pattern that we've seen for the last month or so, wherein North Korea does something very provocative, or President Trump responds to them with something provocative, and the market quickly sells off, only a rebound relatively quickly. So it goes to show you that this is a risk that markets are very much attuned to, but it's very tricky to price in, and it's hard to know when the saber rattling has gone beyond just that, when it's more than just noise.
Right, especially when you've got President Trump saying that he would end trade with all countries that are doing business with North Korea, which of course would mean China, which is a big trading partner of the U.S.
Exactly, exactly. And the sort of unpredictable nature of both sides, I think, tends to keep investors on guard about this issue.
Now, another big question mark out there, as it has been all along, is the president's proposals to change the tax code. It seems like the market goes up when investors think he will be able to do that and goes down when it doesn't look so likely. Are investors starting to worry that the president won't be able to cut taxes like he wants to?
I think a lot of that optimism about a big sweeping tax cut has sort of seeped out of the market to some degree. So when it does look like it's potentially back on, there's a pretty positive reaction. But the more acute issue yesterday was definitely the idea of the debt ceiling. And it's an issue that's been complicated somewhat by the need for Congress to provide hurricane relief to Texas, and also the White House announcing it was ordering an end to the DACA program. So that sort of raised the temperature on the partisan bickering yesterday. So today, when the news came out that Trump and Congress are near a deal to pass Harvey aid and a debt limit increase, that allowed people to exhale a little bit on that issue. And that's sort of why the market is recovering today.
Well, and when we talk about a 200 plus point drop in the Dow that we saw yesterday, we should remember we're still near record levels in the Dow overall. But maybe there's just some fear out there that the good times might be coming to an end.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, the higher the Dow goes, the less meaningful a 200-point drop is.
Right.
The market's last record was in early August, and the volatility over the last month or so, we've really only lost at most about 2.5 to 3% in the Dow and the S&P 500. But it does feel worse than that because the market has been so calm. I always compare it to the weather in Atlanta. You know, if it snows a couple inches in Atlanta, people freak out more than they would at a couple inches of snow in Boston. So I think that's kind of the backdrop for why people are looking at this volatility and taking a little bit more seriously than they would otherwise.
Just a few seconds left, but we learned today that Stanley Fisher, the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, is resigning. Is that a big deal?
It is definitely a big deal on Wall Street. I mean, Fisher's 73 years old. His term was due to be up next year, next June. But obviously, Wall Street likes to try to read between the lines on something like this. And there's just a lot of uncertainty now about who will be leading policy at the Fed next year.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.